The following is a class on the Nectar of Devotion, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on January 4, 1973, in Bombay, India.
Living condition is that we have a general propensity to love someone. No one can live without loving someone else. This propensity is present in every living being. Even an animal like a tiger has this loving propensity, at least in a dormant stage, and it is certainly present in the human being. The missing point, however, is where to repose our love so that everyone can become happy. At the present moment, the human society teaches one to love his country or family or his personal self, but there is no information where to repose the loving propensity so that everyone can become happy.
Yeah. This point is missing. It is not possible that we can approach everyone and offer our loving service, just like people are very much attracted by the humanitarian services. They take it very great loving service to the human society. But however you may love, suppose in the beginning one loves his own self, his own body, just like a child. He loves for himself anything he gets, he wants to eat. Own sense gratification. Then as he grows, he shares his foodstuff with his little brother and sister. Then as he grows, he loves his mother, his father, then other friends. In this way, as we grow, we can love our society, our community, our nation, or internationally, all human beings. But still it is imperfect. Still it is imperfect. It is not all-inclusive. Just like at the present moment, every country, their national, they consider the human being as national, not the animals. But the actual meaning of national means anyone who takes birth in that country, in Sanskrit word, it is called praja, king and raja and praja. Praja means who takes birth, prajayate. Anyone who takes birth in that country, in that kingdom, he is called praja. So it is the duty of the king to give protection all prajas, not that only human being or my brother or my sister, and not the animals, not the cows, not the goats, not the chickens, no. They are also praja, but because there is no Krishna consciousness, they think the praja means only the human being. Imperfect knowledge. But when one becomes Krishna conscious, he loves everyone. Because his connection with Krishna, Krishna says, sarva-yoni-sukantiya sambhavanti murtayaya. All forms of living entities, all species of life, their mother is this material nature, and I am the seed-giving father. And that is real humanity. Samas-sarveshu-bhuteshu. Brahma-bhuta-prasanna-atma-na-sosati-na-kāṅkati. Samas-sarveshu-bhuteshu. Madhavakti-labhate-parāṁ. If one does not see equally to all living entities, Pandita Samadarshan, that is Pandita. It is not Pandit that only my brother is good, my father is good and all are bad. That is not Pandit. That is sectarian. That is sectarian. Pandit Vidyavinaya Sampanni Brahmani Govi Hastini Sunicheta Sapati Pandita Samadesha. So that means at the present moment all the leaders, they are fools and rascals. They are simply sectarian. I am good, my brother is good, my father is good. All other ways. Nationalism, communism, these are going on. But a Krishna Bhakta, he does not see like that. He does not like to kill even an ant. That Mirgari, he was a hunter, he was killing animals half dead. And he met Narad Muni, so he became a Vaishnava. And when he became a Vaishnava, he was not prepared to kill even an ant. The same hunter who was killing other animals half dead and he was taking pleasure. this partiality is not in Vaishnava. Otitanam pavanebhya Vaishnavebhya namo. Vaishnava, he is a friend. Sridham sarvabhutana sadhava sadhubhujana. Titikshava karunika sridha sarvabhutana ajata satrava shanta sadhava sadhubhujana. Sadhu, devotee, he is friend for everyone. Sridham, as Krishna is friend of everyone. Krishna said, Bhoktaram Jagratavasam Sarvalokamahisaram Sridham Sarvabhutanam. Similarly, his representative is also friend for everyone. As Krishna comes, descends to reclaim all fallen souls, back to home, back to Godhead. Similarly, his representative, devotee, he also approaches everyone, tries to get him back to home, back to Godhead. Sridham sarvabhutanam. Even to the animals. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered a dog. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's party was going to Jagannath Puri. A dog was following. So that dog was delivered because he followed the devotee. There are many instances like that. What is it? Really?
At the present moment, the human society teaches one how to love his country or family or his personal self.
Now we have got a propensity to love. But you do not know how our love can be perfect. That is me. That perfection is possible when you love Krishna. Achyutayidya. Sarvahanam achyutayidya. Yathātaranmūla nisechanena tippanti saspanna bhujopasākha pranopahārācha jathindriyāna tatha sarvahanam achyutayidya. That this secret they do not. But factually, that is the fact. Just like we are in this old age, we are wandering all over the world to see that let everyone become happy by Krishna consciousness. It is not that we love only our countrymen, only Hindus, or Bengalis and Madrasis, no. We love everyone, even the animals. But because human beings can understand the Krishna philosophy. Therefore, we hold meetings of the human being. But still, whenever we get opportunity, we give protection to the animals. We give them prasadam. We do not prohibit. Even some animal comes to hear, they also hear sometimes. Hearing is there, everyone can hear. Even they do not understand what is Hare Krishna. If you chant loudly Hare Krishna, even the ants and insect who is hearing, he will deliver. Because it is spiritual vibration, it will act for everyone. We just like fire. The fire will act. Either you are human being or insect, if you touch fire, it will do its work. Similarly, Hare Krishna Mahamantra is transcendental vibration. When we chant loudly, anyone who hears, it doesn't matter whether it is man, animal, tree, insect, anyone will hear, he will get problem. This is transcendental vibration. Just like when there is not to speak of, this transcendental vibration, even the vibration of cloud, that is also Krishna. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, sabda khe paurasam nina rasoham apsukantiya prabhasmi sasisudya. The animal has no realization that here is Krishna. But a human being, after attending satsanga, devotees, association of the devotees, he can understand, oh, here I am drinking water. Now in the Bhagavad Gita it is saying, rasoham apsukantiya. So this taste of water is Krishna. He remembers immediately Krishna. That means immediately associates with Krishna. This is the process. Either you remember samanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam padusevanam archanam bandhanam dasam, anyway, when you hear about Krishna, you are associating Krishna. You are chanting about Krishna, you are associating Krishna. You are remembering smaranam, that is also Krishna. But Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, rasoham apsukantiya, he is teaching how to become Krishna conscious. It's not difficult at all. He said, everyone drinks water. Who can say that I do not drink water? Then why you have not seen Krishna? Krishna says, rasoham apsukantiya. So as soon as you taste, you understand what is Krishna. What is difficult? If you try to understand Krishna in this easy way, gradually Krishna consciousness will develop. Nitya siddha Krishna bhakti saddha kabu noy, savanadi suddha chitte karayujo. Krishna consciousness is there in everyone's heart, because everyone is part and parcel of Krishna. Just like part and parcel of gold is gold. There may be some dusty cover, but it has to be cleansed, that's all. Then it becomes gold. Similarly, everyone is Krishna conscious. But on account of his association with matter, he is thinking that he is different from Krishna. Otherwise, every one of us, Mamayivamsaji, Jivabhu, everyone is Krishna, part and parcel. Part and parcel of Krishna means part and parcel of gold, as you understand. A little drop of seawater, it is also contains the same ingredient. Similarly, we have also got the same ingredient as Krishna has got. The difference is, he is big, anoraniyang mahatomahiya, we are small. Particle. So Krishna consciousness is our natural. There is But at the present moment, on account of our association with Maya, material energy, we have forgotten Krishna. Krishna bhulya jeev bhogavan chakare. Thus forgetfulness is manifested by our desire to enjoy this material world. Bhogavan. Everyone is trying to enjoy this material world to its best capacity. That is called material world. Only the Krishna conscious persons, they are not trying to enjoy this material world, but they are trying to dovetail everything in the service of the Krishna. That is the difference. Anasaktasya viṣayān yathāraṁ upajanyata. Just like we eat Krishna prasadam, everyone is eating. We are also eating. But we don't eat directly. Whatever we prepare, whatever we collect, first of all we offer to Krishna. Because we think and it is a fact, the thing is of Krishna's. Krishna has given. You cannot manufacture rice, dal or wheat in your factory, neither fruit nor milk. It is given by Krishna. Eko bahunam vindhati kama. He is giving. One has to acknowledge. Yes, it is given by Krishna. It is Krishna's. So let me offer it first of all to Krishna, then take the prasadam. This is Krishna consciousness. Where is the difficulty? Everyone can do this. But they will not do it. They will satisfy the tongue. And that is forbidden. Je pachanti atmakarana bhunyanti iti agham papam. So if you are eating simply, seeing, how we can be happy? We have to suffer. Bhunyanti iti agham papam. Je pachanti atmakarana. So who is cooking for Krishna? Nobody is cooking, except a Krishna's devotee. Nobody is cooking. He is pachanti atmakaramani. He is thinking now, this Sunday, rasgulla, puri and meat and chicken, I shall eat very, very satisfied. So he is eating sins, all sins, avang paka. And he has to suffer. Therefore people are suffering. Without Krishna consciousness, everyone must suffer. That is the laws of nature. Devi jisa gunami mama maya durutta. We cannot avoid it. Māmi vaja prapadyante māyāmi tāṁ karunti. Only you can be happy when you are a surrendered soul to Krishna. That is the only way. Haring mināna mṛtiṁ tarunti. So, we have got this loving propensity, but we do not know how to love, or where our loving propensity should be reposed. That we do not know. That is Krishna. The people, the same example, just like if you water in the root of the tree, then the water is distributed all over the branches, leaves and flowers and everywhere. If you put food stuff in the stomach, the energy is distributed all over the body. Everyone can understand this, that Krishna is the root. Aham sarvasya prabhava, janmadasya jataha. He is the root. But we are neglecting the root. We are trying to pour water in the leaf. The leaf will dry and his labor will be frustrated. That is happening. So-called humanitarian service, social service, without any touch with Krishna, just like watering on the tree without touching the root, it is useless labor. Similarly, you do whatever service you can do to the society, to the community, to the nation, but do it in Krishna consciousness, then you are perfect. Otherwise it is even imperfect. The persons whom you are giving service, they will never be happy, neither you will be happy. So this is Krishna consciousness movement, that they are simply wasting their time. Samayavahi kevala. Simply wasting their time in so-called humanitarian service. they must take Nirvande Krishna Samman. Everything should be in relationship with Krishna. Anasattasya Vishayan Jatharam Bhujanjata. Nirvande Krishna Samande Jukta Viragamacha. The simple process. First of all, try to understand Krishna and try to love him. Your love will be distributed. Not only in your family and community, but throughout the whole world, all animals, all insects, all trees, you'll never be inclined to do harm even to an ant. A tree is cut down, a Krishna bhakta becomes sorry. Others, they do not become sorry. They are so sympathetic. Nowadays, trees are being cut into pieces without any consideration. This is also sinful activity. They are also living entities. You cannot kill them unnecessarily. This is the law of nature. One.
But there is no information where to repose the loving propensity so that everyone can become happy.
Yes. If the whole society takes to Krishna consciousness, everyone will be happy. Maybe government men, the politicians, they become Krishna conscious. But it is very difficult. As soon as they become Krishna conscious, they will not be able to do all these heinous activities. So, it is very difficult. But the fact is this, that just like Yudhishthira Maharaj, when he was king, people were so happy that even there was no extreme cold and extreme heat, neither there any disturbed with anxiety. These are stated in the Bhagavad. If the king, if the government man, they become devotee, then automatically the prajas will be happy. Why they are anchoring Atta Ramaraj? Because the head of the kingdom is the purest. In our Bengali language, it is said that if the king is sinful, the whole kingdom becomes lost. And if the family, if the housewife is sinful, then the whole family becomes lost. It is a common saying. So the difficulty is that nobody, we are grudging against government. So many complaints we have got. But there is no question of grudging against government. Because we are not Krishna consciousness, Krishna conscious. Therefore we are electing our representatives, fools and rascals. How we can expect good government? You become Krishna conscious, you elect your representative, Krishna conscious, and the government will be all right. He'll be
That missing point is Krishna, and the nectar of devotion teaches us how to stimulate our original love for Krishna and how to be situated in that position where we can enjoy our blissful life.
Yes. Without being Krishna conscious, there cannot be blissful life. You may rest assured. You may try in so many ways. Andhāja-thāndhī-rupuṇīyamāna. Leaders may try. It will not be possible. Take for example, in India, we thought if the Britishers go away, so then we will be happy. There will be no Hindu-Muslim riot, there will be so many things we conjecture. It will be Ram-rājya. But what is Ram-rājya? Now everywhere there is fight. Now there is no Hindu-Muslim right. Now the Andhra and other provinces are fighting. The fighting will remain unless we are Krishna conscious.
In the primary stage, a child loves his parents, then his brothers and sisters, and as he daily grows up, he begins to love his family, society, community, country, nation, or even the whole human society. But the loving propensity is not satisfied even by loving all human society. That loving propensity remains imperfectly fulfilled.
When Vasudev finishes all scripture writing, all the Vedas, Puranas, even Brahma Sutra, he was not happy. He was not happy, and his spiritual master Narad came, inquired, why you are not happy? You have done so much work. So he could not explain. He said, I do not find why I am unhappy. But because you are my spiritual master, you can say. So he indicated that because you did not describe about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, therefore you are not happy. Now you try to describe the Supreme Personality of Godhead particularly, and therefore he wrote this Srimad Bhagavatam. You will find this in the third chapter of the first hand.
But that loving propensity is not satisfied even by loving all human society. That loving propensity remains imperfectly fulfilled until we know who is the Supreme Beloved.
Yes. Supreme Beloved, Krishna. Supreme Person, Supreme Beautiful, Supreme Rich, Supreme Famous, Supreme Wise, everything Supreme. We love somebody, or out of these six opulences, if one opulence is there, suppose one man is very rich and charitable, we love him. And just think about how Krishna is rich and how he is charitable. He is giving his charity, is distributing foodstuff, millions and millions of living entities every day. We are taking pride if we can feed 100, 200, 500, 2000. But just imagine, eko bahunam vidudhati kama. There are millions and millions of elephants all over the universe. Krishna is supplying their food. There's so many animals, how they are getting food, so many birds, how they can... Actually, there is no scarcity of food. The scarcity of food is for the human society. Or the animals who live with them. Because actually the human society is misusing the advanced consciousness. Therefore they are put into the trouble. At the present moment there is scarcity of water all over India. And so many things are being restricted. But in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Javgyan Bhavati Prajyana. So they are not performing yogas. So this is nature's restriction. We have got this information. They are not performing yogas. They think by science, by electricity, by this and that, we shall provide everything. But the electricity is being also reduced. Supply of electricity is being controlled. One after another. Because the supreme controller, if he does not sanction, your so-called scientific improvement or so-called social service will not make the whole world satisfied. That is not possible. That is not possible. This secret is known to the devotee. Yes?
Our love can be fully satisfied only when it is reposed in Krishna.
Yes.
This theme is the sum and substance of the Nectar of Devotion, which teaches us how to love Krishna in five different transcendental mellows.
Yes. Our whole Krishna consciousness movement is to teach people how to love Krishna. Sabai pungsang paro dharma jato bhakti radokhali. Ahituki apratihata jayatma samprasida, jinatma samprasida. So this is the propaganda of Krishna consciousness movement. That will solve all problems, and people will be happy, things will change. That is Krishna consciousness. Thank you.
If I perform
a
6:30
Yes.
Krishna appears and performs his pastime, and then he disappears and appears in another universe.
Krishna does not appear or disappear. Krishna is always present. But we see at a certain period, just like the sun. Sun is always in the sky. But when it is daytime, we see. At night time, we cannot see. At night time, because we cannot see, it does not mean there is no sun. It is our imperfectness of eyes we cannot see. Similarly, Krishna is always present. One who has got eyes, he can see. Or are the circumstances favorable, he can see. Krishna is always. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santasadaivaridayesu vilokayana. Dhyanavastita tadgatena manasa pasyanti jana yogin. So Krishna can be seen always if we have got eyes to see. That eyes, how can we transfer? Premanjana churita. When it is smeared with the ointment of love, then with these eyes you can see Krishna. Krishna is always there. Ishara sarvutana vidyesha arjuna tishtati. He is present everywhere. Annantarastham paramanu chayantarastham. Krishna is not absent. Krishna is always there. We haven't got eyes to see him. So we have to prepare the eyes. Sarvapadhi vinirmaktam tatparatena nirmalam. When you make your eyes nirmal, when you give up all these titular designations. I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, I am American, I am Indian, I am black, I am white. These are all designations. When you give up, become Brahma Bhuta, Prasannath, I have nothing on this. I am eternal servant of Krishna. When you come to this consciousness, you see Krishna. Krishna is always there. Krishna. A devotee is saying factual Krishna. And non-devotee is saying a brass door. Yes. Krishna is here. Why they say, where is your Krishna? Here is Krishna. Just like Hiranyakasipu challenged Prahlada Maharaj. Where is your Krishna? All right, let me kill you. Let your God come and protect you. So the atheist class, they say like that. But one who has got training in Krishna consciousness, he has got eyes to see Krishna always. If there is not Krishna, then all the acharyas, they install deity in so many millions of temples. They are all fools and ascetics. They ask her to worship some stone and wood. No. Krishna is there, but we haven't got eyes to see. There is difference. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as soon as he saw Jagannath at Puri, Jagannath immediately fainted. Here is my Lord, fainted. So we have to create that eyes to see Krishna. That will be done gradually. Sevan mukhihi jivhado sayamayama smritkada. We cannot see Krishna. We cannot command Krishna, please come here, I will see you. No. He will reveal himself, being satisfied with your service. Here I am. You see me now. So, we have to wait for that revelation, not by force. Force will not act. Krishna is not our order supplier, servant. Krishna, please come here, I will see. No, that is not true. He must be submissive. First of all, surrender. He follow the rules and regulations. Be mad after Krishna. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Govinda Birahena. Sunnayate jagat sarvam Govinda Birahena. Sunnayatam jagat sarvam. Everything is better. Because I cannot see Govinda. Just like if one's beloved son dies, he sees everything vacant. He no more sees that cars are running on the street or people are running. No, he sees everything vacant. Why? Due to love. Similarly, when we come to that position, we shall see everything vacant without Krishna. Then that is the proper position to see Krishna. Sunnayitam jagat sarvam Govinda birahenave. Lord Chaitanya says that I am not a devotee of Krishna. Now, sir, you are crying always for Krishna. That is simply to show, make a show that I am a great devotee of Krishna. Then, now, how we can understand that you are not? We know here. No, because I am still living. Without Krishna, that means I have no love for Krishna. I should have died long, long ago. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. So, this much ecstasy, this much eagerness, when we come, then we can see always. Premanjana charita bhakti vila santa sadaiva. 24 hours, he can see Krishna. He cannot see anything but Krishna. Just like the sunrise, as soon as the sun rises, you start your aeroplane and you go on the towards the eastern western side. You'll find always day. The practical. There is no sunset. We have seen it while coming from Paris to London. Was it not? There was no sunset. We started from Paris at 12 o'clock and we reached London at 3 o'clock. Los Angeles at 3 o'clock. It actually took 11 hours, but it appeared 3 hours. But there was no sunset. But actually, so many hours have been passed. So this is a technique. So similarly, if you keep always yourself in Krishna consciousness, Krishna will not go away from your sight. He'll not go away from your sight. You must know the technique. Is that all right? Now you have any other question? Ask. Yes.
I understand that you cannot see Krishna with your eyes. But I'm just asking in detail how Krishna appears in the material world. I want to know. If Krishna appears and this sun is 5,000 years ago at a certain time,
yes. The same example, just like 6:30, sunrise, as soon as it passes from India, it's 6:30 in another country. And as soon as it passes that country, it's 6:30 in another country. So 6:30 is all over there. 6:30, 12:30, 3 o'clock, all the time. 24 hours, always present in sun, somewhere or other. Similarly, Krishna's leela from his birth after the disappearance, that is always existing. The disappearance means disappearance from my eyes. Krishna does not disappear. Therefore Krishna said, tathādehāntaraṁ prāti dhīrastattvanam hiyati. One who is sober, he knows that this man, he is not dead. Nahannate annamāne sarīre. He is not dead. He has simply passed from this body to another body. Just like a mother, when the child from baby's body comes to boy's body, the mother does not cry, oh, where is my son, the baby? He knows that baby has come to this body. Similarly, a person who is in the knowledge of the transmigration of the soul, he knows that my father, my brother, he is not dead. He has simply changed this body. Dhīra-satana-mahīyati. One has to become dhīra, sober, to understand the things as they are. Tathā-dehāntaraṁ-prāpti-dhīra-satana-mahīyati. So this Krishna consciousness movement means we are trying to make people dhīra, not adhīra. Adhīra cannot understand. But even adhīra can understand. Dhīra-adhīra. Krishna kirtana gāna naktana paro prema amritam munidhi dhīra-adhīra jana priyo. A perfect devotee is dear both for the dhīra and adhīra. Dhīra-adhīra jana priyo priyakaro nirmatsaro pujito Sri Chaitanya kripāvaro bhuvi bhubhava bhāravahantāraka bande rūpa sanātana ravajugo Sri Jīva Gopāla. For a devotee, both the dhīra and adhīra welcome. We do not say only the perfect person should come here. No. Perfect or imperfect, come here. Take part with this Krishna consciousness movement. Dhīra-adhīra. It doesn't matter. Because one who is adhīra, by associating with the dhīra, he will also become dhīra. Just like one is not drunkard, but associating with the drunkard, he becomes a drunk. Saṅgāt saṅjāyate kāma. So similarly, this Krishna consciousness movement is giving chance to everyone not to speak out. Kim puna brahmana punna bhakta rājasvaita. Apite what is that verse? Māṅhi pāta bhapāsitta jepisu pāpajun. They also, devi jānta jānti parāṅgati kim puna brahmana punya. Krishna consciousness movement is so nice. Even the most sinful person can go back to home, back to God. And what to speak of the pious Brahmins, King Puna Brahmana, Bhakta Rajasaita, they will go. Even those who are sinful, if they take to Krishna consciousness, they will also go. It is so nice. Stand up.
Transmigration soul or reincarnation. It's karma.
Yes.
You answer, if you believe in it, could you answer me by telling me how someone who has entered a new body, a new life, doesn't remember anything of the past? If, for example, I'm suffering today because of what I did in the past, any form of retribution or suffering should be, for me, a total consciousness.
Yes. Do you remember from your birth up to death, everything is remembered? Do you remember? From your birth till today, do you remember everything?
Yes.
Then why do you forget in this life? Things which happen in this life, in your childhood, so many things happen. But do you remember all of them? So that does it mean that you did not do so? Therefore, you remember or not remember, it doesn't matter.
But if
that is your nature, you forget. So you do not remember even the incidences of this life. How you can remember the incidents of your past life? Because you are forgetful. You are so imperfect. that you forget after 2 hours everything. That is your nature. That does not mean that you did not do anything. And besides that, you remember or not remember. Suppose your guardian remembers. My dear child, when you were a small baby, you did it. But you remember. Similarly, Krishna is there. Ishara sarva bhutanam riddhesa arjuna tishtati. Anumanta upadrashta. He knows everything. You may forget, but Krishna knows. You wanted this thing, all right, take it. You work for this, now I give you the opportunity, you take this. You wanted to eat everything and anything without any discrimination, all right, now you become a hog. That is Krishna's favor. And you wanted me, jānti deva brata devān putrīn jānti pritra brata, bhūtejya jānti bhūta, madhyāji no pi jānti. You wanted me, you sacrificed everything for me, please come on. Tattādhiyaham kunarjanma naiti māme iti kaunca. So as you work, so therefore this life is the preparation stage for your next life. Either you choose a better life or a sinful life or unimportant life. That is your... Just like if you get good education, that will make your future life nice. But if you don't go to school, then how you can get a better life? Similarly, karma, karma na adhaiva nestrena. According to your karma, if you are art, work very hard for nice place, you'll get it. Yes, you are very intelligent. In this way, we are creating our karmas and getting one kind of body to another. Therefore, if we want to get out of this cycle of birth and death, then we must surrender to Krishna. Then the facility will be taktadhyam, after giving up this body, taktadhyam, punarjanma naiti. No more birth in this material. That is Krishna consciousness. The best service to the human, to stop this repetition of birth and death, and go to home, back to home. This is the special benediction of Krishna consciousness.